925 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wade. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings unto each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, we praise you. We thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, starting us on our way. Now, God, I ask that you will have thine own way in this lesson on this morning. Father God, I continue to decrease in order that you may increase within me. Father God, give us a word, oh God, a word of encouragement, oh God, a word of healing, a word that will set us on the right track. Lord God, we thank you for your loving kindness, God. You never fail us, God. And for that, we say thank you. And we will continue to give you all the glory and all the honor, which is through your precious name, Jesus' name, amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn into the book of Luke, the 19th chapter and the 5th verse. That's Luke 19 and 5. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, when Jesus came by, he looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name. Zacchaeus, he said, quick, come down. I must be a guest in your home today. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. Today's topic is the secret to a changed life. The secret to a changed life. Zacchaeus was the despised chief tax collector in the region. He was known for cheating people and he was called a notorious sinner. Yet when Jesus could have spent time with any other local religious leaders, he chose Zacchaeus, which they found disgusting. Now, religion says he's too bad. He's scum. Religion will tell you not to even go near him. Sometimes religion portrays an image of God where you can't measure up, and it uses guilt and your feelings of unworthiness to try to get you to live right. But God says, I gladly welcome Zacchaeus. What he has done does not cancel out my mercy. Put your name right there. God says, I gladly welcome Patricia, because what she has done does not cancel out my mercy. Whatever you've done does not cancel out the love that God has for you. Whatever you've done does not cancel out God's grace and mercy. Those who sincerely desire to live for Christ, to see Christ like Zacchaeus, they will break through opposition, they would take pains to see him. Christ invited himself to Zacchaeus' house. Wherever Christ comes, he opens the heart and inclines it to receive him. My God. Ephesians 4. 20 through 24, and I will be reading from the New International Version. It says, you were taught with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. You see, people of God, Ephesians 4, 20 through 24 encourages believers to live as new people in Christ rather than as they were before they were saved. Here are some details about the meaning of these verses. Ephesians 4, 20 through 24, you say, put off the old self, meaning this refers to the corrupting influence of sin that marks a life of unbelief. So what you used to do, you don't do no more. Where you used to go, you don't go no more. The way you talk, the way you present yourself, you do not do the same things anymore. You are a new creature. You have taken off the old self. Put on the new self, which this refers to the result of being transformed by Christ and being created to be like God in righteousness and holiness. A person ain't got to wonder whether or not you saved. A person do not have to wonder whether or not you belong to Christ, because you have put on a new self. You have been transformed by Christ. And it starts with your mindset. No, you're not going to be understood once that you are living for Christ, for real, wholeheartedly. Come on here. You got to be willing to be talked about. You got to be willing to be lied on. You got to be willing to be mocked, because you are no longer your old self anymore. And some people is not going to understand when you are a new creature, because they want to keep you in your past. They love that old self because you was the life of the party. You did this. Oh, you can go here. You can go there. They're not going to understand the new you. And the third thing is, you deal with anger constructively. If anger arises, it should be dealt with quickly and in a way that honors God. You shouldn't come out of your character when somebody attacks you. The Holy Spirit will teach you how to react without coming out of your character. Come on here, somebody. Ask me how I know. I've been tested in that area. Somebody better get this. This is to prevent anger from growing stronger and producing bitterness. Also, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed, transformed in your mind. You have to become reestablished in a new and often improved manner. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. The spirit of the mind. The spirit of the mind refers to the believer's thoughts and your attitude. Many people, the enemy will use people to test you in that area, to see whether or not you have the same attitude of what you had back then. But you got to remember that old self is gone. And some people just don't know. Leave that old self back there, because you don't want to pick that old self up. That's why you got to constantly pray and constantly read your word, because the more you read your word, is the more you are being strengthened in that area where you are weak. Come on here, somebody. So when Zacchaeus came to understand that God loved him unconditionally, Even when he had made mistakes, he decided to change his ways, and salvation came to him. Sometimes we think that if we tell people all they're doing wrong and make them feel guilty, that will make them change. No, it will not. They will have the attitude, why should I change when that you constantly reminded me that I'm this, or you constantly saying that I'm no good, or I would never come out of this, I never come out of that. Why change? You're not giving them hope. You're not offering them Jesus. You're not telling them you can't do it. Allow Jesus to change you. Condemnation doesn't make them do better. It only pushes them further down in the pit of despair. So what does it mean that Jesus did not come to condemn the world? I'm glad you asked. Christ wasn't sent to judge the world, but to bring salvation. This is an expression of God's incredible love. However, those who do not believe in Jesus Christ are condemned in the eyes of God. Human preference for sin causes many to choose darkness over the light. It is your choice to choose eternal life or eternal damnation. So is judging the same as condemning? To judge can mean to decide, to distinguish, to condemn, to avenge, and actually can mean damnation. These verses do not mean that a believer is forbidden to judge others, but it does mean that we are not to judge the inward motives of others in the sense of condemning them. It is when they hear about God who shows mercy when they deserve judgment that they'll change. The scripture says, it's the goodness of God that leads to repentance. The changed life, living a changed life, is a life of peace. It's a life of transformation. You just don't stop. You continue to grow. This is the secret of a changed life.